This is Evangelist George McTyre with part three of our message that I have been sharing with you the past couple of months, if you're reading the tracks, but in parts one and two. The subject is, It's Not Them, It's Us. It's part three. And our subject scripture is found in Matthew chapter 7, verses number 3 through 5. And we find these words, And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how will thy say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in your own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Okay, now, when I left off last month, I said I will close this message giving you the more serious problem we face thanks to black leadership or black preachers. Time and again, whenever a situation occurs in our community, even when there is no white person on which to blame, or which the blame can be directly put on, black leadership or black preachers will give the impression that the problem has its roots or was seeded because of systemic racism on the part of whites. Last month, I mentioned the position Jesus Christ has on forgiveness. He essentially said, if you are not willing to forgive your brother, then God will not forgive you. When you keep bringing up someone's past, especially after they have asked your forgiveness or they have repented, and still seek to punish them for it, then you're going to catch hell from God, because you are essentially saying, I don't care what God says, I am going to make you pay for what you did until I die. And if you die before I do, I am going to blame your relatives. And now let me remind you of one key thing here. If God took that attitude towards us, then there would be no such thing as salvation. God was willing to sacrifice his son for the sole purpose of getting us into a position of righteousness. This carried with it the promise that the blood of Jesus Christ would cover up our sins and that God would remember them no more. You can find that in Hebrews chapter number 10 and verse 17. So God is willing to do this for us, but you want to ignore all that and do what you want. And then you wonder why you're catching all this hell that is going on in our community. Hypocrites. And why do you think like that? Black preachers. There is a parable in Matthew chapter number 18, verses 23 to 35, that gives a clear picture of what I am talking about. Yet these preachers either haven't read it or they ignore it. Verses 33 to 35 set the stage as to what we can expect for our unforgiveness. Read that passage of scripture. All right. Now, these preachers are the main cause of all our problems, bar none. And when I say black preachers, I am talking about those that are seen as leaders in our community. There are some black preachers who follow what God says to the letter, and those in leadership want to have nothing to do with them. And make no mistake about it, I am talking about upwards of 92% of all churches and denominations that are the cause of our problems. Even when someone addresses the wrong that we are doing as a community, the common reply is, whites have been or are doing the same thing. Why don't you go talk to them or tell them first? Well, first of all, take a look at the subject scriptures again. And since I am black, I take the stand of getting my own house together before I go around trying to straighten out someone else's house or community. Even within our own community, amongst ourselves, we use this same logic if someone tries to tell us we are doing something wrong. Excuse me. What we end up saying is, mind your own business. What this is a sign of is our unwillingness to accept blame for anything, because it puts the blame for our misery on us. In other words, it makes us look stupid and not as smart as we are being led to believe we are by these black preachers. Pride is by far the biggest obstacle we face in our walk in this life. Truly, over half of our problems are centered around pride. There are two others that the Bible addresses, and they are the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes. You can find that in 1 John chapter number 2, verses number 15 through 17. Now, when I'm saying 1 John, I'm not talking about the Gospel of John. I'm talking about 1 John near, back in the back of the Bible near Revelation, just a little bit before Revelation. Now, the reason I say pride is the worst is because if you look at what it entails, it explains why people lust after things. When you see something that someone else has that you don't, that injures your pride, and you begin to try to figure out how to get it from them or get one like it or one better than it. Now, here is what all of this is leading up to. Here you have preachers who are supposed to be men or women of God through Jesus Christ, leading their followers, listeners, and flocks into direct conflict with the God and Christ that they are supposed to be serving. In other words, They are saying they know more about what is best for us than God does. God's word, the Bible, was written by man, more specifically the white man, to keep us, the black man, under their feet. Now, anytime you decide to go against what God says, no matter what it is, big or small, you are going to end up paying a price for it. The size of that price depends on the size of the offense or sin. In our case, I am only going to deal with the most serious offenses. Today, our community is plagued by the worst of the worst, crime and disease. Now, while these things are spread to all communities in this nation, no other community is suffering nearly as much as ours is. No matter what it is, if it is bad, we are suffering the worst or rank at the top of the list. If it is good, we rank at the very bottom of the list. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. When it comes to things like murders, and this is from all ages, but especially toddlers and the innocent, we top the list by nearly 5 times more than the next community on that list. And by the way, I am talking about those committed by others in our community, black on black crime. When it comes to deaths by other means such as accidents, drugs, and illnesses, once again, we are at the top, nearly twice as many as the next community. I am pretty sure when it comes to illnesses, most of you know that we have the highest rates of succumbing or dying to those serious ones, while others from other communities recover when given the exact same treatments. All of the above are proven statistics. And in each case, I am giving you the conservative side of the issue, which means I may be on the low end of the actual numbers. They could be even worse. What do all these things have in common, you might ask? They all show that there is a serious problem with what is happening to us and our thinking as to what is the cause. While we might like to find scapegoats for some of our problems, there is none to be found with any of these. It's all on us. And how do I arrive at this conclusion? By looking at things from God's point of view, something those preacher leaders don't do. As a Christian minister, called and educated by God by way of the Holy Spirit, I am supposed to look at everything through the eyes of Christ, period. Now, if I mix any of the factors that man tries to insert into the situation, then God's message has been essentially nullified. and as a result, nothing will work as it should. Here is a clear direction from God on how and where to affix blame for yours or our situations. First, God is in control of everything. Nothing bad can happen to you unless God allows it to happen. Second, this means when bad things happen to us, we need to ask, why did He, God, allow it to happen? And third, we need to go to Him or one of His ministers for the answers. Our problem is we can't identify what is or is not instruction from God. Just because it sounds right is not good enough. You need to know beyond a shadow of a doubt which is which. The only way to do that is to study the Bible and get to know God or Christ for yourself. You've heard the term personal relationship. That's what it's talking about. Bible study and Sunday school are a good place to start. However, if you are in the wrong church, then you are going to get very little, if any, good direction. Here are a few things to help you identify what kind of church you are in. If the pastor or leadership of the church spends very little time on the Bible scriptures, meaning they very simply tell you what the Bible says without giving you the scriptures that they are quoting, you need to find another church. If they spend all their time blaming our problems on other communities, whites, or in the case of politicians, Republicans, you need to find another church. Your question now is, why am I talking about Republicans as if they are not part of our problem? As I mentioned before, the Republican Party has a proven record of holding to the directions that God gives us to follow, while the Democratic Party is the opposite. I've joked one time, it wasn't actually a joke, but it's one of those things that's where you've heard the expression, things that make you go, And I was telling people, it is interesting, whenever I'm discussing any issue, you know, a moral issue or something along political lines or something, and I'm addressing things strictly from the biblical standpoint, do you know what I get accused of being? A Republican. Now, what does it say when I'm quoting Bible scriptures and standing on the Word of God and people are calling me a Republican? Anyway, I have also said that no Christian should be a part of or be supporting the Democratic Party. Here is what the Democratic Party means, like it or what supporting the Democratic Party means, like it or not. You are supporting the slaughter of over 78 million unborn babies to date. That's the average of 1.5 million babies per year since 1976. They are not fetuses, they are babies. irregardless of whether you say you are against it, you are supporting it. You are supporting the LGBTQ community in their lifestyle, as well as redefining the holy union of matrimony so that two women or men can marry. You are supporting the idea that the state does not need any help from God when it comes to solving its problems, which, by the way, is one of the main reasons for our problems. You are supporting the idea that God gives us, talking about the black community, favor over others, talking about whites, meaning God is a respecter of persons when the Bible clearly states he is not. This last one is the main reason most of us support this party. It all has to do with affirmative action and civil rights. While they claim to be the champions of these two things, talking about the Democratic Party, which in reality they aren't, they draw you into the web of supporting all the other things you claim you don't support. In the eyes of God, it makes no difference. You are guilty of all. Have you noticed how when Democrats want our support in any critical situation, as it is in this coming election, that they bring up civil rights and systemic racism and how the Republican Party supports the latter as a means to win our votes? And we fall for it hook, line, and sinker because of black preachers, hypocrites. As I implied earlier, they are either blind to these things or they are benefiting from them financially. The white community sees this but says nothing to us about it because it is not their job to straighten us out. It is our job to do that. And evidently, the people we choose to listen to don't know what they are talking about or selling us out. So once again, the blame is on us. What we have here is not systemic racism, but systemic stupidity. We have chosen in our ignorance to, in effect, go to war against God. Think about it. Here you are supporting just about everything he hates and rejecting everything he says. And when you suffer the consequences, you want to blame the white man? So, the black-on-black killings, the accidents, the deaths to diseases, the rates of poverty and homelessness, and functional illiteracy are all the white man's fault? I have another word for it. It's called a curse. Only God can control things like this. And once again, as I mentioned earlier, he only allows things like this to occur when he is displeased with something we are either doing or we are not doing. And once again, one of the things we are doing is falsely accusing our brothers and sisters for something that we have brought on ourselves. It is time to repent and to change leadership. This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry closing out this message. I hope that you have gotten something out of what I have been talking about and that you will take heed to it and begin to make the changes necessary to get back on the right track with God, which is the only way you're going to see the miracle working power of what God can do in your life. Thank you again, and God bless. Good day.